live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, SIPO has fined against Donegal County Councillor John O'Donnell in respect of three alleged contraventions of ethics and public office legislation, as well as the Local Government Act. Former Donegal Waste Collector Jim Ferry has avoided being jailed for contempt of court today as an adjournment is granted to allow him inspect financial documents held by Gardaí. Meanwhile, Gardaí are examining potential links to two burglaries in Donegal over the weekend. And Donegal County Council officials have confirmed that they intend to invite tenders for the design of a new leisure centre in Buncrana. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, SIPO, the Standards in Public Office Commission, has fined against Donegal Councillor John O'Donnell in respect of three alleged contraventions of ethics and public office legislation, as well as the Local Government Act. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In December 2015, an RTE Investigates programme was broadcast on television in which Councillor John O'Donnell was seen apparently agreeing to help a wind farm company obtain planning permission for a project in Donegal in exchange for payment. It's a claim he denied. In September of last year, SIPO, the Standards in Public Office Commission, held a hearing into the case. Today, it's published its report, which finds that Councillor O'Donnell did not act in good faith when he intentionally engaged in conduct in contravention of various provisions of the Code of Conduct for councillors. In its report, the Commission finds against Councillor O'Donnell in respect of all three of the alleged contraventions. The programme also featured Sligo Councillor Joe Queenan, and the Commission has found against him in respect of three of four alleged contraventions. SIPO says it has now formally presented copies of its reports to both councillors, to the Cathaoirleach and Chief Executive of Donegal County Council and Sligo County Council, and also to the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform.
Former Donegal Waste Collector Jim Ferry has avoided being jailed for contempt of court today. It's after the High Court granted an adjournment to allow Mr. Ferry time to inspect financial documents relating to his business held by Gardaí. The case is being taken by Donegal County Council against Mr. Ferry. Laura Donnelly reports.
At a sitting last month, Mr. Justice Max Barrett made an order to allow forensic accountant Mr. Gerard Murray to inspect documents that had been seized in a raid carried out by the Gardaí in Letterkenny and which relate to Mr. Ferry's waste business. According to RTE News, Mr. Richard Lyons, SC, appearing for Donegal County Council, said Mr. Ferry had operated two sets of accounts for his waste business, one for official purposes and the other for personal purposes, which was allegedly done to underdeclare tax. Senior counsel for Mr. Ferry told the court the sword of Damocles was hanging over his client and that he was entitled to be able to address the moving parts contained in the report and that he is potentially facing more serious criminal prosecutions. Mr. Justice Max Barrett ruled that fair procedures require me to accede to the application for a further adjournment that will allow Mr. Ferry's side to inspect the records held at the Garda station.
The ESRI is warning a no-deal Brexit could result in 80,000 Irish people losing their jobs. It's found the economy will take a hit of almost 5% over the next decade in a no-deal scenario, or 2.6% if there is a deal. Dr. Frank Crowley is a lecturer in economics at Cork University Business School. He says this isn't scaremongering and has to be taken seriously.
No matter what economic lens you apply to this, it's bad news. It's bad news for Ireland. It's marginally worse news for the United Kingdom. So there's no winner out of this game. We know that this is the case. All the reports on this, and there's quite a number of them at this stage, all identify a bad news story.
Meanwhile, a leading Brexiteer may be prepared to back Theresa May's Brexit deal. Jacob Rees-Mogg has said it would be preferable to no Brexit. The DUP, however, say they would rather have a long-term delay of more than a year than accept the deal on the table. At home, the Taoiseach has come under pressure to outline the plans for the hard border if there's a no deal. Leo Varadkar has denied they haven't got enough financial supports ready to limit the damage.
There is no amount of government intervention or state support that can make it all okay. It's still going to be bad. but we can mitigate the damage substantially by protecting incomes, by protecting jobs in the first phase, and the second phase, providing funding to restructure industry to produce new products, to provide new services, and to orientate to new markets where it's viable to do so.
Gardaí are examining potential links to two burglaries in Donegal over the weekend. In the early hours of Friday morning, two men gained entry to an apartment on the Port Road area of Letterkenny. A number of items were stolen before the thieves are reported to have made off in the direction of Upper Main Street. In another incident, a home was targeted in the Ardagh area of St Johnston on Saturday evening. A sum of money and a Jeep was stolen from the property. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty appealed to anyone who may have any information in relation to both incidents to come forward.
At Robinson's Hall on the Port Road in the early hours of Friday morning at about 3.30 to 4am, a male awoke to find two males in his apartment. A very frightening incident, you know, for the male involved. These males fled in the direction of Upper Main Street, Letterkenny. There was a number of items stolen. A silver Apple iPhone 6S, a purple Lenovo tablet with a blue cover, and various other items, clothing items and things like that. But if anybody, you know, if somebody's offering to sell these items on the street or whatever, if anybody has any information, if they could contact Gardaí at Letterkenny at 91671100. In this instance, it was a residence at Ardagh, St Johnson. Saturday evening, between 5:45 in the evening and 10pm, you know, an unusual time for a burglary to occur, really. Usually you hear of burglaries in the middle of the night or the early hours of the morning. Entry was gained through the patio door. The door was damaged and entry gained. There was a number of items stolen, a small sum of cash. The most expensive item, I suppose, that was stolen was a Jeep at the side of the property. They stole the key to the Jeep within the residence, took the Jeep with them. I'd like to circulate just the number and the type of that Jeep also, if possible. It's a white Toyota Hilux 162DL1351. 162DL1351, a white Toyota Hilux.
And in terms of that, I mean, I know it's always difficult to say if there's links with previous incidents, but as I say, there have been a number of incidents in recent weeks. Are potential links being examined?
They are, of course, don't they? Yeah.
The North's chief constable has asked an independent watchdog to examine the PSNI's response to the Greenvale Hotel tragedy in Cookstown. Three teenagers died in a crushing incident outside a disco on St Patrick's Day. It's now emerged the first police responders withdrew from the scene to await further support before re-entering when the ambulance service arrived. The police ombudsman will examine the circumstances leading to the decision and to determine whether there were any failings. Victims' families have been informed. Donegal County Council officials have confirmed that they intend to invite tenders for the design of a new leisure centre in Buncrana. It's expected that a proposed model will be presented to local representatives for consideration in the coming months. The council has also stated that significant discussions between them and the Buncrana Leisure Centre Committee on a number of key issues are also progressing. Local councillor Jack Murray says it's a significant step forward.
Unfortunately now we're close to 5 years, so it'll be an entire school term. We'll have gone through the same school I did without ever having got to swim in Buncrana Leisure Centre, and I think that's a very, very sad thing to have to say, and I think that is something that should highlight the importance of getting this open as soon as possible, and thankfully today we're moving forward with it.
And it does seem that real progress is being made here with the tenders about to go out, and they do say that they are in constant discussions with the committee on bringing this project to fruition.
Absolutely. The committee and the Council Executive have worked very, very well, and it's an issue that's always been high on the agenda in Donegal County Council. When I was chair of the initial municipal district in 2017, I pulled together the nine county councillors of the area with the committee, and we agreed there unanimously on a cross-party basis that we would support the funding package for Buncrana Leisure Centre. Again, in September 2018, I put a motion to Donegal County Council asking that the 37 members of the council would support this. So, and that was, again, unanimously supported. So the political will is there. All the county councillors of Donegal are united on this. The council executive, the committee are working together. So now it is about just removing every obstacle that's ever been there, getting forward, getting diggers on the ground, and getting Buncrana Leisure Centre opened again.
The tourism minister is welcoming new figures which show a 2% rise in the number of tourists coming to Ireland in February. 590,000 people took a trip here last month, according to new CSO figures. There was a 9% rise in visits by people from America and Canada. CEO of Tourism Ireland, Niall Gibbons, outlines why that is.
Well, we've had very strong air access growth over the last number of years in both those markets. We've got new routes coming in again in 2019 with American Airlines from Dallas into Dublin this summer, and also with Aer Lingus from Minneapolis-St. Paul, and we'll also have new and additional expanded air access from Canada too.
Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as an alarming backlog of LIS applications in Donegal. It's understood that over 2,000 applications have been submitted to Donegal County Council for consideration. However, just over 200 have been approved, equating to about 10%. The scheme aims to carry out improvement works to private roads and laneways. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says there's simply not enough funding coming from a national level to cope with the demand in the county.
Look, it's a difficult issue. There's not enough money. There are a lot of roads. Some roads would take most of the budget. And there are staff out there that are doing a great job. The council staff themselves, I work with them a lot. And they would tell me that they're inundated with these roads, the LISs. They take up so much of their time. And they also put in such a great work into it. But again, there's not enough staff to do that and other work that's expected of them also. So when we go looking for funding from Minister Ring, we should be considering the funding for extra staff to help with the backlog that we have here in Donegal. It's so important. There's so many people expecting it done. And then what happened was that the advertisement came back out again after the first and second tranche, and people thought, oh, this is great. So it opened the floodgates again for more applications, and everybody's entitled to apply, of course, if they've got a local road. But it has inundated everybody with such an amount of work that we can't cope with it. There's just not enough.
And effectively, the council's hands are tied until more of money is sanctioned by government.
Yeah, correct. And as Councillor Naughton had said earlier on as well, the funding comes very late in the year. It comes maybe November time. And at that stage then, you've got so much work to do to try and get this done. There's demands then coming, obviously, from Lifford down to the districts to say we need this gathered up before such and such a deadline. And it puts awful pressure on everybody.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 13 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Mike McCarthy takes charge of the Republic of Ireland at Lansdowne Road for the first time since 2002 tonight. Georgia are the visitors to Aviva Stadium for the Euro 2020 Group D qualifier. The threat of protests at John Delaney and the governance of the FAA hovers over tonight's game. Kick-off tonight's at 7.45. Ireland opened their campaign with a 1-0 win over Gibraltar in trying conditions at the weekend. McCarthy hopes tonight will better suit his side.
We've got good players, really committed players as well. The intensity of training has been great. So yes, I would envisage that we'd see better than that. That on Saturday was all set up for a classic cup upset, that. And it didn't happen. Of course, I hope that the circumstances and conditions are going to produce a better performance.
Yep, 7.45 is the start time. The other game in that group tonight sees a big game in Basel, where Switzerland, they entertain Denmark. In other news, UEFA are investigating whether to bring charges after Chelsea complained Callum Hudson-Odoi was racially abused in the Europa League. It's alleged to have happened during the away leg of their last 16 win over Dynamo Kiev in Ukraine earlier this month. It follows UEFA opening proceedings against Montenegro after Hudson-Odoi and Danny Rose were subject to monkey chants during England's 5-1 victory last night. In school soccer today in the FAA Schools Minor B Boys National Cup semi-final, was good news for PCC Falkirk. They defeated Coola Post Primary School of Sligo by 2-0. Apparently, two real cracking goals from Tiernan McGinty and Paul Johnson. The game was played in Donegal Town. It means PCC Falkirk are through to the final. Well, in some other news locally, there was a blow for the Ulster Senior League with the news that Swally Rovers have decided to withdraw from the league. In a short statement issued by the Ulster Senior League last night, they confirmed that following a club meeting, Swally Rovers informed the league of their decision to withdraw. The announcement comes at a late stage in the season, and the Ulster Senior League have said they were disappointed with the decision. However, it's been a difficult campaign for their Melton club, who've been at the end of some very heavy defeats. In athletics, Fun Valley's Sinead McConnell was on the track this afternoon at the World Masters Indoor Championships in Turin in Poland. She finished a superb 5th place in the 3K walk in a time of 15 minutes 42.11 seconds. Sinead just missed out on a medal in her age category by 2.5 seconds. Next up for Fun Valley is Kieran Carlin, who goes in the heats of the 800 metres on Wednesday. In Gaelic Games, Ronan O'Neill has pulled out of the Tyrone panel, citing a lack of game time in the league campaign. The Oma St. Enda's clubman was an ever-present throughout Tyrone's successful Dr. McKenna Cup campaign this year, but he was unable to nail down a place in Mickey Hart's National League squads. In rugby, Joey Carberry has signed a 2-year contract extension with Munster and the IRFU. The out-half will now remain with the province until at least the summer of 2022. Carberry is approaching the end of his first season with Munster, where he has impressed so far. And Paul O'Connell has confirmed his departure from Stade Francais. The former Irish captain has been working as forward coach with emphasis on the line-out, but leaves Paris with a year remaining on his contract. O'Connell says he was delighted to work alongside head coach Henrik Meyer, seemingly pouring cold water and suggestions the relationship had deteriorated. And Ulster's injury woes continue to mount ahead of Saturday's Heineken Cup Champions Cup quarter final with Leinster. They confirmed Lewis Ludic sustained a knee injury in the Pro 14 one with Southern Kings and will be assessed through the week, while Marty Moore is following the return to play protocols after sustaining a concussion in that game. And Craig Gilroy and Will Addison, they'll definitely miss the game at the Aviva, while Ian Henderson's fitness has been monitored day by day. In horse racing, Paul Townend reached the Centurion Club for the season this afternoon. The Gold Cup winning jockey's 100th winner came on board the Woolley Mullins trained Anna Mix in the Goten Bridge Maiden Hurdle at Clonmel. And finally for this evening, just a piece of tennis news. A man who stabbed tennis player Petra Kvitova at her home has been jailed for 8 years. Raman Zonda attacked the 2-time Wimbledon champion in the Czech Republic in 2016, leaving her requiring surgery in her playing hand. He was convicted of serious bodily harm but can appeal his sentence. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the HSE is being accused of deliberately deferring a decision on long-term care at Lifford Community Hospital. The HSE has continuously said the situation in Lifford won't be reviewed until 2021, pending census figures. However, documentation from the HSE for CHO Area 1, which includes Donegal, shows that the projected increase in older persons' population is 19% by 2025, according to Census 2016. Councillor Gerry Crawford says it's clear that the need for Lifford's long-term future is there, but the will from the HSE is not.
The only commitment we can get from the HSE in relation to Lifford is that they'll look at the census in 2021. But under a different heading, they've provided figures that show here that the higher proportions of older people in this HSE region is 15.1% compared to 13.3% of a national average. And they also say that the projected increase in older person population of 19% by 2025, the HSE are issuing those figures as a projection for 2025. But in relation to Lifford Hospital, they're telling us we have to wait to 2021, and it only adds more confusion to what we've been told, and indeed adds more concern and it's more alarming.
But do you think that these figures that you received sort of maybe prove that the need for Lifford Hospital going into the future is there?
In 2015, HSE gave figures of 377 beds in 11 community hospitals, and since that they quoted a need for 130 beds in the new community hospitals proposed for Letigenny. They further reduced that now to 110 beds. The beds in St Joseph's have been reduced, and the beds in Lifford have been reduced. The capacity in both places have been reduced, and the projections are shown an upward increase in the aging population. There seems to be a contradiction in the path that they're on and the figures they're providing.
The Ballor Arts Centre in Ballybofey has signed up to a new innovative scheme that will see it providing community toilet facilities in the Twin Towns under Donegal County Council's new community toilet scheme. The scheme is being piloted by Donegal County Council in the area with a view towards increasing the number of toilet facilities available to members of the public by working in partnership with local businesses across the county. Cathaoirleach of the Stranorla Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, says the Twin Towns have been lacking in facilities for some time, and this is a huge step forward.
Well, the public will be able to use their state-of-the-art toilets that's in the Ballor already, and also the location is excellent as well, and the fact that it's in the middle of the Ballyfey Eastern Order, just beside the bus stop, the fact that you have three national primary roads comes in there, all the football games, all the tourists, you have three hotels to go out walking, and then also the fact then that you have, say, McIlhenny stores and so many shoppers coming and going. So it's an excellent location, and it's something that's been missing in Balbuffet for as long as I can remember, probably 30 years or more.
And as you say, quite an innovative scheme. Perhaps other towns and villages who lack public toilet facilities might take a bit of initiative from this.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually put it to the council there at the last two meetings that if they did not manage to come up with bring about this scheme that I was proposed, that they would take a small section in the shopping centre car park and purpose-built their own toilets. Like, it just had it go on that long, and I was quite frustrated. But I must thank the officials and the council, Michael McGarvey and David Freeland, also Connor and the Ballard, and this is the force of this sort of an agreement in the county. Like, I see of sort of replicating or putting up new buildings and that, and then I believe this is going to be a very good relationship building up now between the Ballard and the council.
Asylum seekers at a direct provision centre in County Cork say they're depressed and feel discriminated against. It's after the guards were called to a peaceful protest at the Clonakilty Lodge earlier today. Residents were holding the demonstration as they say their concerns are not being listened to. Sean Vanderberg is a resident at the centre for more than 2 years, and he says they've since had a meeting with management and it didn't go well.
We've already put views forward, and we're going to write complaints to the Minister of Justice and to all the immigration ministers that are involved. They need to hear our views, because we need a lot of changes to happen.
And a 43-foot male sperm whale has been found washed up on the shore of Donegal. The discovery was made yesterday morning at Maharorty. The Irish Whale and Dolphin Group say the animal was found in a bad condition and believe it to have been dead for 3 to 4 weeks. For weather now, cloudy tonight and mainly dry, with the odd spot of drizzle possible. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees. Winds will be light, allowing some shallow fog patches to form. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, SIPO, the Standards and Public Office Commission, has fined against Donegal Councillor John O'Donnell in respect of 3 alleged contraventions of ethics and public office legislation, as well as the Local Government Act. Former Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry has avoided being jailed for contempt of court today. It's after the High Court granted an adjournment to allow Mr. Ferry time to inspect financial documents relating to his business held by Gardaí. Meanwhile, Gardaí are examining potential links to 2 burglaries in Donegal over the weekend. In the early hours of Friday morning, 2 men gained entry to an apartment on the Port Road area of Letterkenny, while in another incident, a home was targeted in the Ardagh area of St Johnston on Saturday evening. And serious concern has been raised over what's been described as an alarming backlog of LIS applications in Donegal. It's understood that over 2,000 applications have been submitted to Donegal County Council for consideration. However, just over 200 have been approved, equating to about 10%. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, March the 26th. The death has taken place of Jack Gallagher Brinilac Gidor. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Mass in St Columbkill's Chapel, Knockfola, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private after rosary until 10 a.m. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Charlie Boyce Gorchin Remelton. Remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Kev Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place at Paul McMenamin, 14 at Castletown Court, Ernie Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home tonight from 8 o'clock. Fiona leaving his home on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, Kev Quigley, Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Daniel Donaghy, 2 Park na Hoile, Marahan Chur. Remains reposing at his sister and brother-in-law's residence, Kathleen and Eddie Crossan, 52 Cockhill Park. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of James Donaghy, 21 Ardraven Road, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home this evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 20 past 12, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Caroline McMenamin, Naomh McGavigan, 93, Crohan Heights, Lifford. Remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of John McClafferty, Lower Dunmore, Fulcara. His remains are reposing at his late residence, Rosary, both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral on Thursday in St Finian's Church, Fulcara at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Fulcara first responders, care of any family member or McClafferty funeral directors.